practice against the Patriots. We had a chance to talk about Tom, but not about what Tom said about you. And he said that it was great to meet him. He's got all the ability. He's got a great future. What does that mean to you, confidence?
It means a lot. It gives me confidence in myself and what I can do at this level of play. And coming from a guy that's done and accomplished that, you know, mostly majority of all the, if not all the quarterbacks want to do, you know, it's a big compliment. So I appreciate that from him, and I thank him a lot. I look up to him.
Bill Belichick said this morning on the conference call with the media that you can make all the throws, and when you run, you don't run to slide, you run to make yards.
That's the plan. If I see, you know, some opening, and then I can make, you know, some extra yards, I always try to do that. But I always want to protect myself first. Slide when I need to, get out of bounds, and, you know, live to play another down.
What about that coming from a guy like Belichick? I mean, saying that you can make all the throws, that kind of stuff.
That's another thing. That's, you know, another guy that have done a lot, that has a lot of respect at this level, and I respect him. Heck of a coach, and, you know, it's just it's another great compliment.
Sean, the Patriots over the years, they've done a lot to try to confuse young quarterbacks and rookies especially. What do you expect from them as they try to combat your lack of experience?
I mean, throw all types of things at me. Different coverages, different schemes, different looks, and not try to stay in a base look where we can kind of, you know what they're doing. You know, that's every team, not just the Patriots. That I play against, because I'm young, I'm new to the league, I'm a rookie, so there's a lot that I have to see and a lot that I have to experience. So you know, take it one snap at a time, and you know, take the opportunity as it comes and experience it.
How excited are you about this challenge to go into Gillette Stadium against the defending Super Bowl champs?
It's big. It's a great opportunity for not just me, but the whole team and this organization. So you know, for us to go up there and try to get a win, it's going to be tough, but it's going to be a great challenge for us, and we're up for it.
One of the things that people always gave you credit for coming out of the draft, coming to the pros, is you beat Alabama. You had another really strong game against Alabama before. The Patriots are kind of viewed as this giant team in the NFL as well. What does it take to beat giants like that? How do you feel going at these legendary teams?
Honestly, just kind of just do my job. Everyone do the job and be on the same page. The coach is going to prepare you to get the job done and win the game. So, you know, for me right now, you know, every team I play against is a giant because he's new to me. So everyone's good, and I'm still learning as I kind of go through the days and the snaps. But, you know, just do your job, be on the same page, and play hard.
Belichick's record against rookie quarterbacks speaks for itself, but one of the types of quarterbacks that in his career he's struggled against game planning is guys with mobility, Russell Wilson, Colin Kaepernick. How much more confident does that make you going into a game knowing that there's a part of your game that seems to be something that Belichick has at times had issues with?
Not just because of, you know, their experience with that as a team, but just in general, it gives the defense another look, another thing they have to worry about, not just sitting in the pocket and taking sacks. I can make things happen with my feet and in my arm if I make the smart decisions and make it at the smart time. So, you know, I honestly just kind of, you know, focus on me and what I need to do to help this team out and what's best for this team. Do my job and make the smart decisions and just continue to do that. So hopefully that's a success on Sunday.
So it seems like you have a lot of confidence on and off the field. How does that help you?
Confidence is big, not just, you know, for me, but for every player. You have confidence, then you go out there knowing what you're doing, and you can do it at a fast level, you know, at a high tempo. And if you continue to do that and build that confidence, then, you know, your potential is very, very high. And I mean, there's a lot that you can do if you have the skill set and the mindset for it. I've just always been that type of person. I guess my mom, the people I grew up around, the things that I've experienced growing up, so that's pretty much it.
Is that why you don't get nervous when you step down on the field for your rookie debut?
Nah, I usually don't get nervous because, I mean, football is football. You know, everyone loves, this is what I love to do. It's no different than, you know, playing Little League. All it is more people watching, and, of course, guys bigger and faster, smarter, but at the same time, it's still football, so.
In your first six quarters, first action, you've been targeting DeAndre quite a bit. What do you want to do to try to distribute the ball and just, I guess, go through more progressions and just get the ball into different targets?
I mean, that's tough to kind of say just because of the personnel we had last week. No tight ends, two running backs, basically two receivers. So, you know, I can see why that's the way. But, you know, I just try to find an open guy, depending on what the defense is going to give me, take what they give me, take the profit, and continue to go that way. I don't look for just one guy and stare down a receiver. I try to look for all my guys and see who gets open.
Sean, can you talk about how much you Bill says that every week you get better. Like, every day he sees the growth in you. Can you talk about how much you've seen yourself grow and where you think those areas are that you've seen improvement?
Just overall, you know, being a professional quarterback, you know, coming in the spring, you know, my head was all over the place. Didn't know what was going on. But each day I just try to strive and get, you know, 1% better. And I've always had the mentality, regardless of the success and all the adversity I've been through, I've always tried to get 1% better in my game, whether it's, you know, my fundamentals, whether it's mental, on and off the field. So each day I just try to find something I can work on to try to perfect my craft.
Sean, obviously, when you came in here, you wanted to be the starting quarterback. You know you were capable of it, but you know you had to wait a while to get to it. What is the mindset now that this, like, this is your team? You're the starter. You're in charge of the offense.
Just continue to have the same mindset and come in and just do my job. Be a leader when I can. Have success on the field. Have success off the field. Make sure, you know, I'm taking responsibility for this offense and for this team and everyone else around me. And if we're on the same page and we're doing that, then that's, you know, really my mindset.
Deshaun, you know, for your first NFL start, you only had a couple of days really to prepare. You get 10 days here to prepare for New England. How much better is that for you, considering you said you're still learning? How much is the extra time helping you right now to prepare for the next opponent?
A lot, really. It's more film for me to, you know, and more time for me to perfect my craft on and off the field, mentally, physically, and, you know, get adapted to the role that I am. You know, of course, you know, being a backup quarterback, you always want to prepare like you're the starter, but you're not the starter. But once you become the starter, you know, it's a whole different mindset, a whole different responsibility. And it gives me time to kind of relax and, you know, learn from all the veteran guys and prepare well and make sure that, you know, I'm doing the things Coach OB and all the other coaches asked me to do.
One of the things that kind of defines your game is that when you run, you run to pass as opposed to some guys historically who run to run. Is that ever hard to keep your eyes downfield, still try to be making plays in the passing game, even when, you know, maybe you have 5 easy yards you can pick up with your legs?
Not at all, because I've always been the type of guy that, you know, try to make plays with my feet, but at the same time, tell my receivers to run with me. You never know when the ball's going to come out of my hand. I'm always looking to pass the ball, looking for the open guy down the field to get the ball to the playmaker's hands and let them do work. But, you know, it depends on the down and distance and the situation of the game where I can, you know, get the easy 5 and keep the chains moving.
Sean,